The Justin Robert Young Show. Hey, man, you want to know what it's brought to you by? People who pay us. You want to pay us? Well, hell, man. Head on over to PayJuryDaily.com. Jam-packed show, not going to do much of an intro. I do want to give a big shout-out to a dear high school friend of mine. Man, you do a show, you do a podcast, you never know who is listening. And I got an email from an old high school friend of mine who listened to the show, listened to the 9/11 story, and reached out. So big shout-out to Mohsen, who I now know is listening, which is great. So fantastic to hear from you. If you also went to high school with me and you've listened to the show or you're listening now, please feel free to reach out. This is a great opportunity for us to reconnect. But also big shout out to Mohsen. Great to catch up and awesome to hear from you. That's about all that we're going to talk about in terms of preamble, because we have a five alarm fire here for you guys. Guys, Paul McCartney jerked off next to John Lennon. I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but this might be the biggest story that I've ever dealt with in my entire life. Headline from Mediaite: Paul McCartney details in new profile the time he masturbated with John Lennon. Heath asked about the early bonding days of the Beatles. Writes the blog, McCartney launched into a particularly saucy tale. Well, it was, he said, was over at John's house, and there's just a group of us, and instead of getting roaring drunk and partying, I don't even know if we were staying over or anything, we all just, in these chairs, the lights were out, and someone started masturbating, so we all did. There were about five of them, Heath writes, including McCartney and Lennon and a few friends. Heath continues, as they each concentrated on their mission, anyone in the group was encouraged to shout out the name that would offer relevant inspiration. We were just, Bridget Bardot! Woo! And then everyone would thrash a bit more. At least until one of them, the one that you would perhaps expect, opted for disruption over stimulation. I think it was John who said, Winston Churchill. McCartney remembers and acts out the aghast, stymied reaction. Heath asked McCartney if the session was a one-time affair. I think it was a one-off, he replied. Or maybe it was like a two-off. It wasn't a big thing. But, you know, it was just the kind of thing that you didn't think much about. It was just a group. Yeah, it was quite raunchy when you think about it. There's so many things like that when you're a kid that you look back and you're like, did we do that? But it was good, harmless fun. It didn't hurt anyone. Not even Bridget Bardot. Now, this leaves a lot of questions. If there was a combined pool of cum, is it McCartney-Lennon or Lennon-McCartney? The world may never know. This led to a plethora of cum-related jokes on Twitter, including, you know, a Maxwell Silver cum. Come, I need somebody, come. So there are a lot of terms that I see thrown around, even here in this chat that we're talking on twitch.tv/JustinRYoung. What's a good circle jerk with friends? I don't think this was a circle jerk. This was lights out. They're all jacking it. And they're yelling. I mean, I guess the most human contact that they are doing is they're yelling ladies to think about while they crank one. All the youngsters here, I want you all to please understand. I want you to look upon this story. This is a man who has given us untold treasures of artistic worth. This is one of the most prolific songwriters of his or any generation. He's a man who set the record for Billboard commercial success, then left the Beatles, and then did it again with a shittier band. And even he, in his youth, had to jack off with the most alluring porn material being his friend yelling out Brigitte Bardot. And then he dialed up the only porn hub he had in his old brainaroo. Between the years, that was the only ex-hamster that existed back in the day. He had to get his hard day's night off while thinking about Brigitte Bardot. And then who's yelling things out to disrupt things? He's having a good time. All of a sudden, imagine himself sexing on Brigitte Bardot. And then that irascible John Lennon's got to enter in the ultimate three-way. I mean, can you imagine that what this posits is that in Paul McCartney's thought process, in his imagination, he was going to town on Brigitte Bardot. He's got his hand on the shaft and he is just working it. When all of a sudden John Lennon screams Winston Churchill, and in his mind, involuntarily, well, I don't know. You guys let me know, what would be more horrifying? That Paul McCartney in his brain then looks down and sees that he is indeed not sexing Brigitte Bardot, but rather Winston Churchill? Or is it that he is indeed sexing Brigitte Bardot and he looks over to the door and Winston Churchill saunters his way in, egg-like, the man who defeated Hitler, darkest hour of his masturbation. Winston Churchill waddles in and Brigitte Bardot is thrilled by it. And then after Winston Churchill disrobes, Paul McCartney now has to Eiffel Tower Brigitte Bardot with Winston Churchill. Which is worse? Or better. I don't know. I mean, he obviously has some fond memories about it. This is pretty delightful. Also, this was only really a thing because people wanted to make cum jokes about Beatles songs, which I'm all about. In fact, I think we did that on Night Attack once. I think we spent a bunch of times talking about masturbation jokes with the Beatles. We should have actually... Somebody made a commercial once. We really should have circulated that. Vagina Paul. Oh, was it vagina jokes? That's it. All right. We didn't quite do it. Let's go ahead and get into the mailbag. Jesse writes, as a longtime listener, I've been accustomed to my weekly sing-along to brighten my day while listening to your intro music. Of course, that is the Possum Posse's All Right By Mine. And while I love the daily format you've moved to, the pull-out method of intro music that you have, changed for brevity's sake, has left me a little blue. Could you please consider playing the full intro at least on Mondays? If I must, I would gladly feed the Patreon jukebox $1 a month to listen to my favorite introductory music and all the great that follows. Jesse, I'm going to do you one better. Number one, the intro music has to stay the intro music because I'm trying to keep this shit under 20 minutes. However, I would very much encourage that you spend that dollar going and buying the Possum Posse. Hell, buy that whole album. It's well worth it. Consider that 10 months worth of paying into the Patreon. It's Let's Ride, Boys. On the Importance of Commas is the name of the album. Go buy it. Go buy it. You're going to have that. So many other great songs. You're going to be able to listen to them. You're going to delight in them. And whenever you need a little pick-me-up, you're going to be able to hear... whenever you want. And as long as you want. Because I want to let you know, this isn't just an intro song. It's a full 3 minute and 46 second song. So there's a lot more that you have never heard. If you've never heard the full song, that is what you have to enjoy. So please go ahead and buy that album That is Let's Ride, Boys, on the Importance of Commas by the immortal Possum Posse. Waffleophagus requested that I use the angry email voice on this one.
I just wanted to say that it was wonderful as always to see you at Dragon Con. I can't wait to see you again soon. The live politics was dead on. And that was one of the best live night attacks I've seen in a long time. Even if there was a bit too much arson.
So this is Waffleophagus trying to ruin the angry voice. Because apparently trying to ruin our special guest was not enough. He is on a streak. He is there to try and test the integrity. True story. So Waffleophagus accidentally found out who our special guest was at Night Attack. We had Tom, this has been a plan weeks in the making. Expense was spared. There was subterfuge. There were masks involved. There was much discussion about how we were going to use magician's principles to make sure that we got Tom exactly where we needed to get him. And at the last minute, there's a leak, and Waffleophagus finds out that Tom's there. So, Waffleophagus comes up to me, and I'm forced to lie to him. I have no choice but to lie to him to preserve in the final seconds before we reveal what's going on. I have to lie. He's like, oh, well, this is for the special guest. And I'm like, who? It's the Jeep. And he's like, no, the special guest. And I'm like, man, there's no special guest. It's Turquoise Jeep. And he's like, no, but the one who's here, Tom Merritt. And I'm like, no. Tom Merritt? Tom Merritt? I had to lie to him. Waffleophagus is a friend. I had to lie to my friend to his face. And then I find out from Tom that he went to go try to ruin it with Tom, too. And he's like, hey, congratulations on your house. Ah! That was us. That was us trying at the last minute. Waffleophagus was the wind shear trying to rip our wing off at the last moment. And we're just holding it on for landing. I think he might have ruined the angry email voice, though. He might have broken it. Waffleophagus in the chat room, who's here, says, it wasn't me trying to ruin it. I just wanted to have him know I knew. That's ruining it! You can go up to him afterward and say, hey, funny story, I knew. Or just look at him in the eye, give him a little nose tap, and so he'll know, hey, afterward, you can say that. But if you're saying the thing, it's just, you. No, it's good. It's good. It tests the resistance. Just means we need to be stronger, tougher, more secret. Airedale Ducky on YouTube wrote, one last Facebook demerit. Anything that involves a multi-level marketing, instant jail time with all future posts needing to be reviewed. Understood. We also had Sean the Watch Shopper on YouTube. This was, if you don't remember, a couple of days ago, we had a man who was looking for a watch on the Amazon store and said, would MM in the search tool. And so this was apparently the third result that he got. The first was a first time ever Jocks in the Woods behind the gas station, a gay erotica. This, I assume, is another one. It is written by Kennedy Inc., and it is called, oh no, it's written by Jenny Wood, and it is Wade, I guess it is part of the Kennedy Inc. series. Madison has found a new sheriff in town, and the guys from Kennedy Inc. are determined to call him a friend, whether he likes it or not. Secretly, we think he does, though he's tough to get him to show it. At a charity auction for Miss J, he meets Foster. So maybe this one might not be gay erotica. Although I would assume it is if it's coming up in the MM category, right? What about this one here? This is the other. This was the sixth result that came up in the Wood MM search. Longmead Woods Trilogy. Alpha Omega Mpreg. And it has, it's a three-book series written by Colby Dunbar. And it has two young gentlemen kissing on the front. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that that's a sign that this is gay erotica. Here is the description. Voices of the ancients whisper through the ages as Frederick, Duke of Longmead, and Lord Nathaniel Nate Elgin peel back the layers of darkness and envelop them and keep them apart. Frederick, an alpha and a childhood friend of the king, spends his days on the estate but would never be considered or needing a mate. But the knights are lonely, so he heads to Hammond Manor to wallow in the company of the Omegas. The Omega, Nate, is an artist but subsidizes his work by swindling squires, though his evening involved darker pursuits. From their first meeting, the Alpha and Omega's lives are upended by lust, grief, dread, and euphoria that hover and swirl around them. Now I feel like I do need to do the, like, newsreel adventure narration for gay erotica descriptions. And in the ever-present woods, like Frederick and Nate's ancestors, stand proud and yet keep their secrets as the pair battle primeval urges, warnings, and a prophecy, as well as royals and nobles who try to destroy them and the kingdom. Books in the trilogy are The Rogue's Secret, The Rogue's Baby, and The Rogue's Dilemma. Man, Brian should look into this. This is a tie-in here. You know, these guys are the modern rogue. Thank you very much, Sean the Watch Shopper. But of course, it is Wednesday. Which means... Monkeys get into your bird feeder like regular squirrels. I wonder, are you automatically banned from singing the national anthem if your name is Neil? Snail shells look like signs. In order to listen to any music, you have to rewind everything to the time it was recorded, even if that time is now. Is it rude to call every cosplayer Described as common sense, would high thoughts then be uncommon sense? Solar energy is just nuclear energy from a safe distance. Are. But what are vowels? If you want to send your high thoughts into the show, go ahead and email us, jurydaily@gmail.com, jurydaily@gmail.com. Just put high thoughts, H-I comma, thoughts, in the subject line so I know which ones I should set aside for that segment. I want to thank our producers, The Gen, Petey Rave, Nonspecific, Rock and Roll Martian, Joe Acosta, Will, John H. Meyer, James Bill, and Dustin. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Justin R. Young. Join the conversation at diamondclub.reddit.com. Hey, if you're in Austin, Texas this Saturday, I'm doing the Everything's Coming Up Simpsons podcast featuring Allie Gertz, who's hosting it, and Brian Brushwood. Me and Brian on the same guest podcast live in Austin this Saturday. Go ahead and check that out. It's at the North Door on Bushy Street. That about wraps it up for this version of the show. Don't you think you have had enough? Of course, until tomorrow. This is your pal, Justin Robert Young, saying, please, don't hurt us. To something sounds nice, but line just shines back. Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.